So it is truly a great honor to introduce David Michael Searcy as our speaker today. Pastor, Lord, and High Priest David Michael Searcy was introduced to several religious beliefs in his upbringing as a youth, which sparked his desire to study religion and spirituality. His ministry is infused with his Pentecostal roots, Wicca, and science of mind, which he has studied and practiced for over 30 years. He was ordained on October 16, 2010, as a second-degree priest, associate minister in the Ravenwood tradition by Ravenstone Church and Seminary in Dallas, Georgia. And on October 26, 2011, he earned his spiritual practitioner's license from the International Centers of Spiritual Living. On October 14, 2017, he was elevated to the rank, title, and responsibilities of a third degree and high priest, which is the highest rank in the Wiccan tradition, by Grove of the Willow Wood Church and Seminary in Dahlonega, Georgia. And on October 7th of 2018, he was publicly set forth by the laying on of hands by the Presbytery of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary as an ordained pastor. He serves with the pastoral staff of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary in Decatur, Georgia, and Grove of the Willow Wood Coven in Dahlonega, Georgia. The core focus and joy of his ministry is to bring each individual he touches into the remembrance of their true inner divinity and beauty by assisting all with cultivating their personal love affair with Source and living their true, authentic selves. His work with angels also demonstrates that we all have a whole network of angelic beings, teachers, guides, healers, avatars, and ancestors assisting us on our spiritual journey. Growing up, he was an Army brat who finally settled in Atlanta. He enjoys a 28-year professional career as a concierge with Marriott International and is currently the senior concierge with their W brand at the W Atlanta Buckhead Hotel. He shares his life with partner John Dana Myers, who is an intuitive massage and body worker, their cat Bastet, and their Shorky Princess Leia Organa. She's so cute. A big kid at heart, he is a comic book collector and a Marvel and DC comic toy and statuary collector. He loves reading, movies, amusement parks, dining, traveling, ministering, and giving big hugs, which I can say from experience are pretty awesome. Please welcome David Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. I was telling Gil this morning, I had the pleasure of ministering at your sister church, the U Church in Dahlonega, Georgia. So you guys have spoiled me here. So when I got there, I had to do everything. Lighting the chalice, taking up the offering. I'm like, oh my God. I was really freaked at first. And I actually said, well, am I supposed to be doing all this? And she's like, well, you know, each church is unique. We do things differently. So because of watching you all this time, you guys set me up for success. So I was able to pull it off. So it's always great to be back home. Sorry about that. Is your one breathing? Good. So as I always do when I'm here, we're going to call the directions, and we're going to call the angels in. So I just ask you to get comfortable in your seats, close your eyes if you choose, and then just sort of go with me and visualize this experience. First of all, we give thanks to Spirit, Source, God is God, the thing itself, the all spark, whatever you may call it. This presence, this power moves in, through, and as us and for us. We are always one with the one. We've never been separate from it. We can never be separate from it. Sin does not exist. Hell is an illusion. We are all one with the one. And when we choose to leave these mortal bodies,
we return to that which created us. We give thanks for this presence and this knowing. And right now we welcome in our angels, our guides, our ancestors. We welcome in Raphael of the East, the angel of love and compassion and healing. This healing energy moves in our bodies, our human bodies, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We welcome this healing energy to every portion that we may need it individually in our bodies. We are healthy, we are whole, and we are complete. We welcome this energy right here, right now. We welcome this energy into our communication, how we speak to ourselves, what we think about ourselves, and how we speak to each other. We are aware of our speech, of our body motions, and our how we show up. We are clear. We welcome this energy. Our communication is of honesty and truth. We welcome Mikael of the South. Forgiveness, love, compassion. We make a choice right here, right now, to love ourselves. Right now we make the choice to also to forgive ourselves. We also make the choice right here, right now, to forgive and to love anyone in our human experiences, past, present, and future. We welcome this forgiveness and healing and love right here and right now. In the West, we welcome in Gabrielle. That presence is a presence of knowing who we are. We are spirit beings having a human journey. We welcome this knowing and his remembrance. We are gods and goddesses. We are one with the One. We are steadfast and immovable and unshakable in the midst of life's circumstances and situations. We welcome this here and now. We welcome in Uriel of the North, the light of God, the light of truth, the light of knowing. The aha goes off. Our brains are working. We have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of God, of Goddess, because that spirit is in us. Solution already exists to the answers that we need. Directions always given. We are clearly in the right place at the right time and with the right people always. We give thanks for this. And we simply say, so let it be, and so it is. So now that we invited all these beings into our... I heard that. into our atmosphere, into our presence, I would ask you to turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to you and your companions. So my title is Self-Love, or Love Thyself. In writing this, I got so much out of it for myself. And I always tell you, I write these things for me first, and then you get the pleasure of hearing them later. But as I was writing this, I figured out there's a lot to say here, and we only got 20 to 30 minutes. So this is part one. Just remember that. And you're going to love me, Carl. I already have part two. So Love Thyself will be the name of my message in September, part two. But before we get started, John and I have some quotes that we're going to read. And I think you can grab that one. Or I can come to you. Or you can come. Yes, let's get close. Here's some quotes that I fell in love with that actually support our direction today. Becoming self-aware is key to self-acceptance and love.
Being strong enough to take time for yourself to do the things you like or need to do, even when yourself and others try to make you feel guilty for being selfish.
To love myself means to forgive myself for my mistakes. To love myself means to be able to look in the mirror and accept all of me just the way I am.
Showing myself the same gentleness and compassion as I do others.
Self-love to me is telling that nasty, demeaning voice in my head to shut up because what it says is not true.
Self-love, to honor your limits, to honor your own space, your time, to set your boundaries, that no matter what, nobody crosses, to take 15 minutes a day, no matter what, to meditate. And my last suggestion, learn the little word, no. It will empower you and bring you abundance.
Self-love to me is about remembering that I'm actually already love, and that what I was searching for was actually already in me. I was just looking in the wrong direction.
To love yourself is being understanding to your own flaws, accepting and appreciating all the unique qualities that make you a special individual, and reflecting it back to others with compassion, kindness, and love.
Loving myself means that I'm always on my side, 100%. I back myself. And we've heard that we are all to love our neighbors as ourselves. This love of self in Greek is termed philotia. The idea of philotia is not a love of self that is in the light of narcissism, but to connect with the healthier and spiritual side of self-love. Loving oneself is the start of psychological and spiritual sanity. We have been created to honor and love our existence. This love creates a deeper and more intimate relationship with our inner higher selves and our human selves that allows our true selves to be able to dwell in this earthen realm. Self-love is not ego. It is a movement of love towards our inner being, towards our soul being, to a place of true empowerment, the love of self. What's popular in our culture now in spiritual circles is a focus on attracting love. Yet you will only be able to receive as much love as you give to yourself. You'll deflect others or guard love that doesn't resonate with you. Like when you get a compliment and you can't just say thank you, how you just brush it off. The opposite is also true. You'll allow others to love to abuse you less than you abuse yourself. So if you desire lasting love, learn to love yourself, because your relationships will parallel your relationship with yourself. For many, the concept of love, loving yourself, eludes them. Like my journey, and I'm getting dry mouth. I'm gonna have to get a bigger straw for this cup. Like my journey, I was very good at compassion for others, but really had no idea what self-love really meant. I learned that it starts with self-esteem, and then self-acceptance, and then self-compassion. I was the one seeking self-acceptance and the approval and validation from others, especially male leaders in work, church environments, because I didn't have a father or a father figure. And I would allow others' opinions of me to be my truth. Self-esteem isn't based on what others think of you, since it is self-esteem. It is basically what you think of yourself in the midst of fluctuations of life, illness, and life's ups and downs. But if you have a good self-esteem, you'll always return to that feeling of good about yourself. You will think you're the great being that you are, despite the losses, ill health, mistakes, and rejection. I was talking to a friend as I was putting this together, and I found out from my own experiences, but this may be true for you, when you're working through like sickness or things in your body, how you sort of separate yourself from your body. So there's this place when you're working through dis-ease or disease that you have to come to a place of compassion for yourself, loving your human, and being thankful that you are in this human to be able to be in this plane. Sometimes I think when people are walking through cancer or many others, there's always this separation of it and me. But the truth is, this body is a gift. So as higher beings, we're in tandem with our human bodies. So it's very important that we love our human bodies, that we care for them and take care of our human bodies. The person I was talking to was working through some health issues, and she was like, you know, I sometimes forget about that. I sometimes forget that, you know, I am a spirit being that's having a human journey, but I have to learn now to love my body in the midst of disease. So that was really key for me. I felt strong about that when she was bringing that to my attention. We are good about focusing on our flaws and have trouble acknowledging our assets. The biggest obstacle to self-esteem is self-criticism. Self-acceptance is a steady and unconditional. We accept ourselves despite our flaws, failures, and seeming limitations. We are more self-forgiving, and we let go of self-judgment. We stop comparing ourselves with others and appreciate our unique individuality. You know that you are enough. You have to know that always in life you are enough. That is such a powerful statement. You are enough. Just say with me, I am enough. Let's say it again, I am enough. Let's do it again, I am enough. I love that. When you know that you're enough through sickness, through loss of employment, financial woes, infidelity, divorce, you have to know that you're enough. You harness accepting yourself. You gradually stop worrying what others think and become more spontaneous and authentic. You can finally relax and allow more of your real you to be seen. You'll have no shame or fear of revealing yourself when you accept yourself unconditionally. I believe this is the key to intimacy and spiritual relationships, which allows you to be open and accepting of others if you're loving and accepting of yourself. Self-love, contrary to what many believe, is healthy. It's neither selfish nor self-indulgent. It's neither egotism or narcissism. Actually, egotists and narcissists don't love themselves at all. They are so removed and detached from their human selves and their human higher selves. Now, Western society has influenced us by the Calvinist belief that we are basically sinful. Of course, you know I don't believe in sin. And that self-love was considered sinful in the old times. But since the scripture says, love thy neighbor as thyself, quite powerful. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So you really have to have done some really good self-work to truly say you love your neighbor. Many in religion are able to love others but are unable to love themselves. They believe that having a high regard for self is indulgent, conceited, arrogant. But the opposite is true. The greater your love of self, the greater will be your love of others. The inverse is also true. Hatred of others is indicative of self-hatred. Self-love is not ego trying to be good to itself by comforting itself with positive emotions. Self-love is the movement of love towards our inner being, towards our soul. It's a movement of seeking our true empowerment. Love of yourself. Only through becoming love unto oneself can we finally be free from our constant inner lack, emotional emptiness, and dependency. There's no way that one can succeed on the spiritual path without entering this place from a place of self-love. It is this very love that makes awakening into our sacred self possible. It is this love that opens all doors and makes us available to the intelligence and grace. When you truly love yourself, the Creator, Creatrix, is in your heart, and you see that same reflection in others. Loving oneself brings an awakening, an embodiment as love. Remember, God, goddess, whatever you may call it, doesn't love you. It is love. It knows not how to do anything else except love. You begin to grow into a relationship with the divine. You become a lover of the supreme reality. Your life becomes one of surrender, one of letting go of oneself into the inner realm. Self-love represents enlightenment, the enlightened relationship between you and the I Am. Self-love is the complete surrender of the soul into your universal self. Now, meditation. I'm big on meditation. Who meditates in here? This is a groovy group. I love it. And meditation looks different for everybody. There's no such thing as meditation without self-love. But true meditation needs to be in love with itself. Love that is directed towards the heart of our inner being. For meditation to happen, there has to be a depth of intimacy with oneself. Self-love brings life into meditation. It illuminates it with divine quality. Our soul centers with self-love. We enter this house of meditation, and the sky of our inner self lights up because of the magic of self-love. Only then is this meditation true, because it's birthed out of self-love. Shakespeare has a quote. In the words of William Shakespeare, "Self-love, my liege, is not so vile a sin as self-neglect." And another quote I fell in love with. "To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself." So we're going to go through a short guided meditation with the beautiful fingers and playing of John. Thank you. So I want to ask you to close your eyes just a little bit. Get relaxed. Take everything out of your laps. And these meditations, when you do them at home, can be sitting in your chair, lying on the floor, or sitting in cross-legged position. Simply right now, let's take in a very big, deep breath. And then let's release. The first portion of meditation is paying attention to your breath and the flow. Start breathing through your nostrils. Deep in. Don't be ashamed. Give big belly if you have to. And let it out. Let's breathe in deep again. And let it out. Just breathe deep again into our abdomen and let it out. Gently bring your awareness now to your third eye, right between your eyebrows. And while you're breathing in and out, breathe in through that third eye. Now keep breathing in and out through the eyebrow center. As you slowly drift into peace and a deeper consciousness. This is what they call a still point. Moving ahead. Keep breathing in and out, in and out, in and out. And now that you're in this place of peace, still with your eyes closed, repeat after me. I love myself unconditionally. I believe in myself. I am not comparing myself to anybody. I am an integral part of the universe. Keep breathing. I forgive myself for all wrong done by me. And I accept myself for who I am. I respect myself. I am proud of who I am. I am worthy of receiving happiness. I am worthy of receiving joy. I am worthy of receiving love. I am worthy of receiving peace. I am enough. I am forgiveness. I am love. Continue to breathe. And then when you're ready, you can come back to the room and open your eyes. You can do that anytime, any place, any day, any moment in your daily journey, in the car. I have to do it in the car sometimes. When you're at work, step away. When you're in positions or situations that get your emotions all riled up, step away and take that time for yourself. Bring yourself back to still point. You are worthy. Always remember that the greatest love of all is inside of you. You have to properly love yourself first. Then you are able to love your neighbor that you can see. And also love God as God that you can't see. And as you're in this relaxed state place, as we always do, a final meditation with music. And just close your eyes and just be. Thank you.
this is what I know right here, right now, for us, that we truly are understanding who we are as gods and goddesses, as divine beings who are one with the One. I know right here, right now, we have made the choice to love ourselves. We have made the choice to adore ourselves. And in this right here, right moment, I ask you now just to hold yourself. Just to hold yourself tight. Love yourself. You're beautiful beings. You're unique. You are special. You're divine. You're not a mistake. You're needed in this planet, on this earth, at this time, and in this moment. You're a gift to the world. You're a gift to your families. But most of all, you're a gift to yourself. So I know blessings upon Mountain Light and all of its endeavors and growth. I know that every member here is touched with the beauty and love of grace and health and abundance and flow, that everything in your lives comes with ease and with grace. You're always protected. You're always guided. You're always supported. I give thanks for this idea called Mountain Light. I give thanks for the manifestation of all of Mountain Light's dreams. Blessings to each and every member. Blessings to the board. Blessings. So mote it be, and so it is.
Well, I'm super relaxed. Anybody have any questions or discussion for David Michael?